Chapter 14, Using Your IRA. Yes, you can use your IRA or any type of tax advantage account to fund your deals, but there are some restrictions on this. First, you have to have your account with a self-directed custodian like Equity Trust, Camaplan, or Quest IRA. You can find them in my Million Dollar Rolodex bookmarks, or you can go to trustetc.com for Equity Trust, or go to camaplan.com to find Camaplan, or questira.com to find Quest IRA. I have had self-directed IRAs and other tax advantage accounts for years. Once you set up an account and either transfer an existing IRA to them or fund a new one, then you can start using the money in your IRA to buy properties. Remember that when you buy real estate with your self-directed IRA, you cannot have a mortgage on it unless it is a non-recourse loan. These are very difficult to get, so here is how we use our IRA to buy property. The good news is that you do not need much money to get started. In fact, you can start with a very small amount of money and increase it in a very short time to be able to have enough money to buy a Filthy Riches property outright. Here are some of the ways that you can get started with a small amount of money and grow it fast to be able to buy a property for cash. If you have a very small amount of money to start with, you can grow it very fast. I would start with wholesaling some median price properties. Now, there are many different ways to buy and sell a property, so here are the best and fastest ways to get started. First, you can use it when buying with an option. You simply write on the contract, Equity Trust, FBO, your name as the buyer or one optioning the property. In fact, the IRA custodian will show you what to do. Then your IRA will send the funds to the seller's attorney or whoever is holding the option money. Then, when you sell the option to another investor and collect your fee, it goes right back into your IRA, totally tax deferred or tax free, depending on whether you have a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. This works great if you only have a small amount of money in your IRA, and this is also a great way to build your IRA fast. Here's another way to buy in your IRA. If you are buying a property you can assign and do not have to close, you can buy it in the name of your IRA and then assign the contract to another investor. The money you use for a deposit comes from the IRA, and the money you make when you assign it goes back into your IRA as well. This is a great way to take a small amount of money and build it to a large IRA account. Here's another great idea to grow your IRA very fast. As you start buying more and more houses, I would suggest that for every 5 to 10 houses you buy one in your IRA to grow it fast. This is very easy to do, and since you are already buying the property anyway, you just switch the name of who you are buying it from into your IRA, FBO, your name. FBO stands for the benefit of. Think about this. Once you get going, you could open up an education IRA for your kids, a simple IRA for your business, and even a solo 401k or HSA. Now, if your children are old enough, you could actually put them on the payroll and fund an IRA for them and use it also. If you use a Roth IRA, then you will never pay taxes on the money coming out of the IRA when you start taking it out. Is this great or what? Now, can you see how you could really fund your kids' college and be ready for retirement as well? See your CPA for more details on this.